USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Nearly 7 dozen congressional Democrats are signing on to a letter asking the Biden White House to address Texas's state-run border security initiative. The effort's led by Congressman Joaquin Castro.
People all over the country and all over the world are shocked that an American governor would issue orders not to help people who are drowning.
Republican Governor Greg Abbott and police have denied all of these reports. In a statement, he vowed to see the Justice Department in court. A new, more dangerous strain of fentanyl is circulating now in California.
The San Francisco Medical Examiner's Office announcing that fluorofentanyl has been identified in dozens of deaths in the city. Experts say fluorofentanyl is several times stronger than prescribed fentanyl. The drug was found during examinations of 45 people who died of drug overdoses last year. Nika McGulhis, News Radio.
A large supplier of injectable medicines to U.S. hospitals is looking for other locations to produce goods now after an EF3 tornado heavily damaged one of its plants in North Carolina. Pfizer's plant there is responsible for supplying nearly 8% of all sterile injectable medicines used in U.S. hospitals. There's no end in sight for a heat wave that's affecting folks from California to Florida.
Parts of the nation are continuing to bake as millions of Americans across multiple states are reportedly under heat advisories. Republican Congressman from Arizona, Andy Biggs, shares on Fox News how his state is dealing with a triple-digit heat.
Well, fortunately in Arizona, people who've been here know how to deal with the desert heat. Now, this is a bit extraordinary for sure.
I'm Tim Berg.
Tony Bennett is gone. The legendary singer died Friday in New York City at the age of 96. This is USA News.
Freshness made easy with the three small spaces.
One continuous freshness that fights odors with no batteries and no outlets? Try Febreze Small Spaces. Ah, but what's a small space? To answer that, we brought in our lawyer.
Small spaces include, but are not limited to, bathrooms, closets, laundry room, kid room, pet corners, man cave, she sheds, most nooks, and all crannies.
There you go. Febreze Small Spaces is the world's most convenient. Febreze Small Spaces is super convenient and never stops freshening for 45 days.
Mm-hmm.
Free happy Febreze. La, 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 la.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
President Biden is looking at options to avoid another debt limit standoff. The White House this week announced Biden directed a group of aides to explore all legal and policy options to make the risk of a U.S. default a thing of the past. The president signed a bipartisan deal to suspend the debt ceiling last month after tense negotiations with House Republicans, narrowly avoiding a U.S. default. The head of Health and Human Services is defending the treatment that illegal immigrant children receive after they cross into Texas. Secretary Javier Becerra told a conference of elected Latino officials this month that when kids come into custody, every effort is made to keep them healthy.
Every single child that we have is staying in a licensed care facility where they get the services that every child is entitled to.
A new report is critical of the care that children get once they're in custody. It's in response to the death of an 8-year-old girl in Texas who had underlying medical conditions. The U.S. women's national team is beginning their quest for an unprecedented third straight World Cup. The team's taking on Vietnam tonight in its first match in Auckland, New Zealand. Familiar faces like Alex Morgan, Megan Rapinoe, and Julie Ertz are joined on the roster by young talent like Sophia Smith, Trinity Rodman, and Alyssa Thompson. The Walking Dead spinoffs Dead City and Daryl Dixon are being renewed for second seasons. Dead City is set for the season one finale Sunday. Daryl Dixon starring Norman Reedus as the title character debuts in September. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.